I'm watching you. I'm watching.
Oh,
hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Huh?
Hey, it's Bob.
Oh, did the show start?
I'm watching.
Oh, take two. Hey, everybody, smile. No one
watching.
Told me the show started.
I'm watching you.
Yeah.
You're just as pretty as the day you left high school.
Hey, no. Easy.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, chemistry teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, I was telling Bob about this ClatSnakes.com, and he did not realize his wife had signed up for this. He was a little bit shocked to find that out.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but...
I don't know why either. I'm shocked as well.
It was a shocker to Bob, apparently, but... I think he's getting over it now. I don't know.
Just barely. I'm watching you. It's my imitation of Miles the Stalker.
Yeah.
The Lurker.
Yeah.
Celia Ward. I'm watching you.
Who do you think she's on there?
What's? Yeah, I'm sure she is.
You think?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
so
great.
Anyway,
yeah. So what's going on?
I had my first experience of, medical situation with the kids.
Okay.
Since they were born, right?
Yes.
My boy, he had to get the tubes in the ears, right?
Right.
So he's got all these ear infections, so he had to get these tubes in the ears.
Right.
So we take him in, and it's going to be like an outpatient thing, and you had to go through that, right?
Yes, that is true.
And I don't really like all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, surgery and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I'm almost like a Christian scientist, you know, but without the religion part of the Christian scientist.
Right.
Just the no medical
thing. Right.
So I wasn't real hip on all this, but, you know... It's one of those situations where it's, you know, you try to just evaluate everything and go with what you think is best, so.
Right.
I guess it would be best that he had these things, and so we went through with it, so. We take him in, you know, and go through all the paperwork and getting them signed in and going, you know, shuffle you around. It's like they got 27 workstations or something.
Right.
Just, if they keep you moving, then that way they'll keep you happy because you won't be in one spot for more than like 10 or 15 minutes. Even though the whole ordeal takes, you know, a couple hours.
It's very brief, yeah.
Well, no, I mean the actual surgery, yeah, but I'm saying, you know, going into to do it takes hours.
Right, the registration. So,
registration and everything.
Right.
So, we get through there, and it was just, you know, pretty much heart-wrenching whenever they finally had to take him back for surgery.
Right.
Because, you know, he doesn't want to go. He doesn't know these people. They're all, it seemed like all the doctors were very thin, neat guys, and all the nurses were these fat, clownish-looking ladies. And so this lady was a lot of rotund, clownish-looking nurse comes over and takes my kid away.
Right.
You know.
Did your son say daddy when he saw the nurse?
Well, he cried, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he say daddy when he saw the nurse? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No.
That's
funny.
Yeah.
So they drag him away. Yeah, I usually don't wear makeup when I'm out in public.
Yeah.
No, but he cried and everything, so it was pretty, you know, it's
sad,
tough.
Yeah, it's sad, right.
And I don't know why they don't let you go back. I mean, I'd go watch just about any procedure.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, I'd probably be stupid enough to just try it myself.
Maybe they just didn't have a smock big enough or something.
Oh, please. I'm watching you.
Yeah.
So, no, I always wonder why they don't let you go back. And, you know.
Right.
I mean, they poke a hole in the poor kid's ear and stick a little thing in there. I could do that.
trouble.
I'm sure they got some kind of machine. It's kind of like going to the Walmart and getting your oil changed, you know.
Right.
They pull something off and stick something in, and there you go.
There you go.
It's all, you know, it's all real, you know, streamlined. So he goes away, and so then we end up going to the next waiting area.
Right.
It's almost like a carnival atmosphere where they, you know, how they have you go through the gates and go back and forth.
Right.
Except at the hospital, since they have a lot more money, what they do is they have you go from place to place to place. So we're like at the fourth place that we have to go to, and they had donuts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I asked my wife, did you want, you know, anything? And so we got something to drink, and I got a donut because they were free.
Right.
And, I mean, these weren't grocery store donuts.
Oh.
These were, like, bakery donuts.
Oh.
So I got this big old honking glazed donut.
That's figured into your bill.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure they had cameras on me, and they added it on.
Yeah.
My copay went for all that.
Yeah.
So I get this big honk of donut, and I sit down and, like, take two bites out of it, and then here comes the doctor. he's like, the procedure went fine, and I think he's going to recover fine. You know, they give you all that part where you're pretty much, he's going to die.
Right.
You know, well, sometimes you put people under, they just don't come back.
Right.
So we're all worried about that and all hyped up, you know. But now, obviously, not too much, so I couldn't have a donut. But so I so I got this big honking, most of this honking donut in my hand. I'm trying to look serious and engage the doctor. And all I could think about was, I really want to take a bite of this donut, but that's not the right thing to do.
Oh, man.
You know, oh, great, he's fine. I can eat the donut.
Were you eating a big chocolate donut?
No, it was just a glazed donut.
Oh, because I heard you like chocolate donuts.
Oh, yeah, well. You know.
Okay, go ahead.
So he, I'm sitting there holding this big donut.
Yeah.
Trying to make eye contact, being a concerned parent. But I just can't help but thinking, you know, this guy thinks I'm a total, you know, ass. I told him it was going to be a short procedure, and he's over there raiding the donuts. So one of the, you know, didn't sign me up for Atkins or something.
Yeah.
You know, the kid made it through this procedure, but I don't know if you're going to make it through that box of donuts, sir.
You know, we have lipo right down the hall.
Yeah, you got lipo, right. A little tummy tuck while you're waiting. So I'm like, oh, hey. And so I just, you know, down the donut because you can't really go anywhere with it.
Oh, yeah.
They got you trapped in that room, you know.
Hands are all sticky.
Right. Well, you know, I had like a napkin or something.
Yeah.
So it was like, wow, that was quick.
Yeah.
So we were out of there like by like, but we were home by 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It was just crazy
fast.
Oh, yeah. So then my wife's reminding me of the story here. So then we go to pick up the kid in recovery. He's really happy to see us. He's already awake and, like, alert and everything.
Right.
And so we're, like, wait a few minutes. We're talking to this nurse who I think looks like a friend of my wife's, but she didn't, but also looks kind of like Lisa Loeb.
Yeah.
You know, the singer?
Oh, yeah.
She's got this wacky, crooked eye, but that was kind of interesting. But, so she's talking to us, and she's real nice. So then they gotta see if the kid can hold anything down. And he, like, they give him some juice, and he, like, basically sucks the thing inside out. Drinks his 4 ounces of juice in, like, no time flat.
Right.
And they give him a cookie, and he, like, takes, like, 4 cookies. He's trying to cram them all in his mouth because he couldn't have breakfast, you know.
Oh, man.
You know, Dad got a donut, but I didn't get anything. So.
Yeah.
So then we're getting ready. I mean, he just woof down these cookies, this poor little guy.
Yeah.
And so we're getting ready to leave, and the lady goes, oh, well, I'll send you home with some cookies. And so she comes back, and so then I asked for the free juice. I figured, hey, I already got a donut out of the deal. I said, hey, could you refill his juice? Because we didn't bring anything, you know?
Yeah.
They told us not to. So.
Right.
So we, so she refilled, oh, yeah, I'll refill the juice. And then she brings back the cookies in a biohazard bag.
Oh, gosh.
It's like a Ziploc, but it says biohazard on it. And I'm like,
this is from the last kid.
Yeah.
No, he didn't make it.
I, th- thought it was the coolest thing. I'm like, that biohazard bag's the best thing out of this whole ordeal. Your kid's like munching on cookies all the way home out of a biohazard bag.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, this is the only bag that I could find.
Oh.
She must have put like, 20 cookies in this bag. It was just, the thing could have held like, a kidney or something.
The biohazard cookies.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah, the kid. What's this green gelatinous substance? No, but it was. It's really a new one, this biohazard. So she was fine. But anyway, we got to leave, and the whole experience was rather interesting. But
right.
I'm sure that my wife is probably, the doctor probably heralds my wife and probably thinks of me as an idiot. So
no.
No, I'm sure.
No.
He was in there eating a goddamn donut.
I told him it was only going to be 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's only going to take a couple minutes.
Christ.
And all I'm thinking about is, hey, couldn't I just come back there?
Hey, man, you can do my other kid, too.
Yeah, well, I'll poke one side, you poke the other. We'll see what happens.
Jeez.
I mean, he probably just took out, If you did you ever have, like, a chemistry set? They have that little probe.
No.
It's like a pointy. Okay, well. No. He probably just poked his ear with a probe,
No.
Yeah.
No. I've never been probed. No.
Yeah. So anyway, what's up with you?
My kid's in the YouTube. Actually, this is Kids Week, I guess, because my story's about my kids this week.
Oh, really?
They have joined a youth group. I don't know much about this youth group.
But kids against parents who do drugs.
Something like SAD or something. Students against.
What's it called?
SAD, I guess. Students against destructors. No, I don't know.
Students against what?
No, I was kidding. But no, they were invited to like this swimming thing at the Y.
Uh huh.
And I don't really know anyone there, so I thought, well, I'm going with them. I'm going to supervise this, Because I don't really know anyone in this group.
It's not like the Michael Jackson Foundation or anything, is it?
Yeah, Oh, I like swimming with kids. No, but I'm like, I'm going wet,
Yeah, like anybody wants to see you in a bathing suit.
Well, I actually was going to go swimming, but I kind of had a headache, so I didn't go.
Oh, yeah. You had a headache, yeah.
And as luck would have it.
You had a headache whenever the other kid's grandpa walks in and he looks like Mr. Olympus or something.
Yeah.
That's your grandfather? Jeez, I feel totally inadequate.
We why.
Which one of you kids has got junior samples for a dad?
Who's eating all the donuts in there? Break
Who ate all the donuts?
Who let the donuts out?
Woo. That was for the whole group.
Son of a bitch. Right?
Yeah.
So we get directed to the locker room, right?
Sure.
My kids have never been into a locker room before.
Okay.
And they're a little bit weirded out because, everyone's dropping trowel, right in front of them.
Right.
I mean, these kids are like, Dad.
What's so weird about that? I mean,
they
live
they're
with you,
Michael Jackson's house.
You basically will get naked for just about anybody.
Well, that's true, but, I mean, when you got, 20, guys naked around you, it's like, geez. Right? They were a little weirded out, so I took them into the bathroom and they changed in the stalls.
Dad, is this like your experience at the club?
Well, sort of, son, but there was a lot of donuts involved.
Yeah, is this what you do when you say you're going to the bathhouse?
Yeah.
Is this why you and Mommy aren't talking anymore?
Is this where you hang out?
That's right.
No, but so they get dressed, right?
Yeah.
And they go in the pool, and there's a million people in the pool.
Right.
And there's only about half a dozen of us that weren't swimming.
Okay. So you were hanging out with the Fat Loser Club over there off the...
Basically, yeah. People that we're not going to fit into, the Speedos.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like one of those life-imitating art things. You remember the movie Caddyshack with the Baby Ruth?
Right.
Well, it wasn't quite that, but what had happened was some kid had puked. Some kid had puked on the concrete and into the pool. And there are people jumping out of this pool like someone yelled shark or something, man. Like, you wouldn't believe.
Was he diving in?
Oh, my. I didn't see it happen, but all of a sudden I just see, like, this mad dash of, like, 100 people jumping out of the pool. It's like, right?
Yeah.
And so the lifeguards are there. They're like, everyone against the wall, you know. And they're, like, making people line up against the wall.
Why?
I guess they didn't want people to step in it.
Oh, okay.
But there's, like, little kids running around. They're walking in the pew. Right? And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Any of your kids?
No. But one of my kids was, like, one of the last ones to get out, though, because he didn't know what was going
on. What's the
know?
Big deal? Every summer I do this in my kiddie pool.
And I'm like, oh, my God, you know. So, like, there's two lifeguards, right?
Yeah.
And one disappears. And the other one's just kind of standing there with, like, a strainer, you know?
Yeah.
And she's kind of making faces like, ew, I don't want to clean this up, you know?
Strainer.
So I'm like, wow, what's the holdup, you know?
Right.
And the other one finally shows up. She's got, like, a biohazard bag. Like, gloves that go up to her elbows.
Right.
I mean, they're going to make this, like, a science project.
Well, they have, like, you know, it's at the Y, you say?
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a book that tells you what to do with all this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, they
any
had
kind
to,
of
like,
bodily fluids.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but meanwhile, you know, all the people that were undressing in the locker room were coming out, and their pubes are all floating around in there anyway, so. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Come on. They don't make those nettings, so micro, you know, micro.
I don't know.
A certain amount of stuff off your pubic area gets out into the pool. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, it was gross enough without thinking about that shit. You
your
know?
Ass is in the water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really didn't think about that part, to be honest with you.
You know what I mean? We're not like the Europeans. Everybody doesn't have a bidet to wash their ass in, so.
Yeah. So
I'm sure somebody's a little crusty in the water there.
I don't know. I really didn't think about that aspect of it, actually.
So really, the puke is quite refreshing because at least you can see it.
Yeah.
As opposed to whenever you go underwater and you got, you know, 1,000 other people's pubes hitting your face.
You know, I really didn't think about that. But
you know, these filtration systems can't suck that water through fast enough to get it away from people, you know.
Yeah.
And what if they had, like, pubic dandruff or something?
I don't know. I don't know.
So was that the end of the swim night, or what?
Yeah, I started, like, kids, it's pretty obvious that swim night's over, which was too bad because they had another 45 minutes to go.
But. Oh, it's too bad.
So now we're back in the locker room, and the kids are like, oh, Dad, you know, problem again here. Everyone's dropping trowel again.
Right.
I had to find alternative dressing, you know, arrangements.
For right.
Them, you know. That was weird. I go, thank God I had a headache, man. Jeez.
Yeah. Thank God you had a headache.
I'm making jokes like, hey, who had the macaroni, man?
I wouldn't be surprised if you weren't the one that puked. You know?
What?
That drive over to the Y was a lot longer. It was like 2 beers longer than I thought it was going to be. Hey, who bought those free donuts?
Yeah, which bastard? Claire.
Oh, I got the dry heaves now.
Yeah.
Look, hops.
True story.
That's lovely.
True story.
So it'll be, how soon will you be going back, or what?
Try never, yeah. Never.
Not only can the kids not get over looking at other people's nakedness,
They
have the memory of the puke in the pool.
Yeah, a little cute little side story is this kid came running out before the puke, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he had these shorts on that were, like, way too big.
Right.
And he'd put, like, both legs, like, in one hole.
Yeah.
They came running out.
Like running out of the pool or out of the...
No, he came out of the locker room like that.
Great.
So he's got, like, this empty leg behind him, you know. I'm like some mutant or something, you know, like, whoa.
Well, that would be the ejector hole.
I go, where's the supervision here, man?
Yeah.
Come on.
Did he get in the water like that?
No, some guy, you know, stopped, and the guy that was in charge was like, hey, come here.
So, hey, what the hell are you trying to do?
Catch the puke, I guess. I don't know. So if you're going to throw up, don't throw up in the pool, please. people. Please.